watched Donald Trump's entire autism press conference and took 4 pages of notes. Big takeaway, he says Tylenol causes autism and that you shouldn't take Tylenol if you're pregnant and you shouldn't give Tylenol to your child. Trump says that we need to wait until 12 to give our children the hepatitis B vaccine because it's a sexually transmitted disease, so there's no reason to give it to an infant. Other parts of the world don't have Tylenol, who also don't have autism. First time in the press conference, he says, don't take Tylenol. There's no downside to not taking it when you're pregnant. He's going to issue a physician's notice and a safety label change to Tylenol and initiate a propaganda campaign that's basically a series of infomercials telling parents not to take the drug. Other fever reducer alternatives, and you should only use Tylenol when the treatment is required. He says that in children, you could actually prolong viral illnesses if you give them Tylenol. He said it could also be a folate deficiency. Let's not forget, this is all Trump, not a doctor. RFK claims that the model that they're currently using for medical research is going to yield results in the future for all other chronic illnesses. The NIH will use machine learning to help find the cure for autism. Machine learning, aka AI, to help find the cure for autism. We will not delay, as scientists often do in this medical research. There's a historic shift in medical culture that we are about to see in the United States. They're going to be sending letters to doctors to warn them of the dangers of recommending Tylenol to their pregnant patients. An overwhelming body of evidence pointing to an association between Tylenol and autism exists. The mindless practice of treating a fever is pointless, and that the body's natural way of ridding a virus is healthy for a pregnant mother and for a young child. We should just let them have a fever instead of giving them Tylenol, that is an unnecessary drug.